Proclamation number 3588 of 28th of October, 1945. Promise. Spirit. Comforter. Truth. And I myself will instruct those who live in love, for I gave you the promise that I will guide you into truth through my Spirit, through my Comforter, who shall testify to my presence. I myself have given you the assurance to remain with you until the end of the world. And thus I am always present amongst my children, and my children are those who fulfill my commandments, who abide by their father's will and don't want to act contrary to him. These are my own whom I guide into truth and to whom I give the knowledge which signifies spiritual wealth, which they take with them as imperishable treasure into the spiritual kingdom, where only spiritual goods are of value because everything earthly is transient and cannot follow the soul into the kingdom of the spiritual. And this truth will make the soul unspeakably happy, for now it sees everything in the light, it is knowledgeable and thus also able to work for my kingdom. To spread knowledge and thus to chase away spiritual darkness, so that light will shine everywhere and the soul's distress on earth as well as in the beyond will be reduced. Where there is love and wisdom there is also bliss, for love and wisdom is my share and my presence will always signify bliss. However, I can only impart my wisdom to a loving soul, for it alone is capable of using it again according to my will. To be knowledgeable is bliss, but only the perfect can be blissful, and perfection is inconceivable without love. Where knowledge is offered there must therefore also be love if it is to be recognized as truth, otherwise the recipient lacks divine power of realization and the knowledge, although divine, remains dead spiritual knowledge, i.e., it does not awaken to life because it does not reach the heart, where all spiritual knowledge wants to be received in order to become effective in the human being. And thus transmitted spiritual knowledge can only be like knowledge for the human being if a loving heart is willing to enter into intimate contact with the giver of the spiritual knowledge and expresses this through a way of life according to the giver's will. And my wisdom now flows to him without limit, for the love of the heart now impels him to utilize it. And thus the human being is now redemptively active on earth, or he enters the kingdom of the beyond with richest spiritual knowledge in order to participate in the work of salvation there, in order to guide the souls out of spiritual darkness into the light. In order to also impart knowledge to them as soon as they are willing and able to love. For without love there is no light, neither on earth nor in the beyond. Without love people are still so far from me that they do not touch my light radiation, my spirit, and therefore languish in darkness until they have changed into love. And this is why my word only teaches love. This is why I announce my will to people which only requires loving activity, so that I can then bring light to people, so that I can introduce them to truth and impart divine wisdom to them in order to make them blissfully happy. For only where there is light is bliss, where there is light I myself am, and my nearness must make the beings happy. Only love, light and strength emanates from me which communicates itself to the spiritual being which has become perfect through love. Amen.